Windows has been giving me trouble. But on speed, mm-hmm. okay, when you do on performance, and what is I'm noticing is when I run an app, I can't get it up towards the... when I put high performance, it doesn't look like it's going in it.
Mm.
And these are multiple machines.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the high performance through the battery slider or through the older control panel?
Through the power one.
So let me show you how to do it on control panel. The one on the power slider doesn't actually really do anything, surprisingly. And I also have another surprise for you as well.
Okay.
I got Windows 11 Tiny on it, so it runs just fine, plays nice with everything. And I got the ISO for you on it on desktop here.
Okay.
Right now it was a pretty straightforward project. The guy who does Windows 11 Tiny also made Windows 98 work on the Linux filing system and a bunch of other crazy projects I ran into from him. But,
fantastic.
I do have the ISO on here, so okay. If you want to install it to move it anywhere else.
Okay, no, that is good news. Okay, I think, you know.
I've actually been using this for my virtual machines. I don't regular 11s, and I've just been using 11 Tiny for all my VM stuff.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened with this one. I put 21H2 on it,
mm-hmm.
and then I gave it to Ace to do some work on it, to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is it went back to 20H2.
Hmm.
Well, when I was running 20H2, I just let it run 24/7. And every couple of days it would crash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it would come back up saying it was trying to do updates.
Mm.
And then it would take and log back in, but it would never ask for any passwords.
Would it ask to revoke updates, or would it just...
No, it didn't say. It was like Windows 1909 took over. Okay, I'll go through control panel and do it that way.
And actually, let me show you on this guy here.
Hey, good. That's really good news.
So, and it's going to be under the old battery and power management settings, where the new one sadly doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
You can go into control panel, power options, and then you would want to choose, on this one I set it up automatically because it didn't have the other options, but it will usually have stuff like balanced, high performance, so you can make your own additional one.
Okay, hey, great.
So this guy, I had to make a custom one for the high performance because I had that issue as well. It would not use more than 50% of itself, where this guy needs to. It can kick up to 100 and it's happy, but if it's using 50%, it is lagging.
Hey, well, thank you, Patrick. No, this is good news.
Hopefully you get to have fun with it. I'm a lot more surprised.
Well, no, I mean, these are... You know, I'm kind of interested in the embedded control, but also having these things work on the older machines, you know? I mean, this crap of Microsoft saying, oh, well, you have to buy new hardware, you have to do this.
Especially if they still try and make a tradition out of it, or if they, I know, they're adding a bunch of requirements with 11, with, like, having to have a webcam on and a bunch of other stuff that shouldn't always really be needed, or should be up to the user's choice.
Oh, hey, but another thing I saw. I tried to put VirtualBox on it,
uh-huh.
on a couple of these machines, were 7 and thing. And what I'm seeing, I got VirtualBox up, but then it goes in and it starts asking you, oh, well, we want to validate this, and you can't get by.
I was having a lot of issues with VirtualBox on a setup as well, where it wanted me to do additional setup with like Microsoft, .NET, and all that. But yeah, I was having issues with that.
I couldn't get on 3 machines, 11 machine for one, and 2 10 machines.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuck.
I had to use, we end up using. So we ended up using VMware for the meantime because we were just having nonstop issues with VirtualBox on 2 different operating systems.
Huh.
Well, I don't know if it's just something with VirtualBox or if Microsoft's changing with how they choose the dependencies or the virtualization setup. Well, even though they have like the apps, you can download Linux as an app. It seems like they're kind of turning off a lot of the virtualization stuff.
Yeah.
They got rid of a feature called Windows Sandbox, which was a built-in VM that only had Microsoft Edge on it, but if you want to make sure something didn't have a bad link or something like that, it was really good for that.
Okay, hey, get this on with the Windows 11. Okay. hold it up and I want to get a picture. This is important. This phone, this is Android 13. They forcibly upgraded, but I can't find anywhere to increase the sound of the camera click. On 12, yeah, there it is, you know, and I can do it. On this one, there doesn't seem to be any
volume notification.
I know.
I will say, so you can download.
All right, sir, can you think of anything else?
Droid. There's a really good app store for Android called AppDroid, where there's a camera tool I just used, or I just switched over myself. Is it?
Yeah. That's craziness.
I believe it's just called Simple Camera. Yeah, before I get to this, let me grab somebody from the back to help this gentleman, Bill.
Yes, sir. How can we help you? I'm here to pick up this computer.
Yeah, that's okay here.
Never mind. Stu's already helping them out. But if you... So there's an app store on Android called F-Droid. It lets you download a lot of stuff.
Say it again.
It's an app store for Android that's outside of Google. So it doesn't have to be Google related. It's a third party site. On another website, I'll say I'm resetting up my Google phone right now with all of this. Alternative 2 just covered a big guide with about 300 different programs of different types, different software.
Uh-huh.
All of these are on F-Droid, from things like quit smoking apps to how to do Facebook without having any tracking on, a bunch of really good privacy apps and stuff like that. But it had a very good camera one that I switched over to myself, and then, let me see... Tochi, this one's also a really cool one where you can turn your volume buttons into just being a flashlight. So anytime you click on that, you can just have it be a flashlight. But there's a lot of cool apps available on F-Droid. Especially Google Store has been doing a lot of weird stuff on it too.
You know what, I get the impression of, with all these machines, that Microsoft is starting to lose it on the security thing, you know, like it's just getting confusing, you know, one guy's doing something and another programmer is doing something else.
They changed the name of the program twice in the last 6 months, where on top of it, they keep trying to bring it either into a second program or keep it in Windows settings, but they can't make up their mind or they keep jumping back and forth. But
okay.
Windows Security, it still has some of the best reviews, at least for detection on it, but with user interface or is actually protecting you, it's crazy. So if you're to a big issue I run into is if somebody when we do our setup for people, we do Malwarebytes as a free antivirus, where we always turn off the trial so it doesn't give you notifications and stuff like that. With the new Windows 11, if I download Malwarebytes and then turn off the trial, it doesn't turn Defender back on. You have to manually turn it all back on in the background, otherwise it just leaves you without any antivirus. And it does that for any other free antivirus as well.
Well, thank you, Patrick. You're very good news.
This is
a fun one when it didn't take a lot of time, I think.
No, that one, so I actually had that done. It took me longer to find the ISO than it was to get it all set up. It's very plain. And no Microsoft Edge on it. Microsoft Edge wiped out, does not try to open, does not.
I saw after, you know, I was in here, I was, looked a little bit on it. I started seeing videos of people doing this, you know.
Yeah,
it was the big question was whether it would work on this little 232.
I'm amazed on what it should be working on. Oh, like should work on most like beginning of XP machines.
Right. So, like, well.
I have no clue how or why they were able to get it on so lightweight, but I'll take it.
We'll see what happens with our Chromebook, right?
I'm still praying for that guy. Everything I've tried has not been playing nice with it, but we'll keep seeing with it. Other Chromebook treating you good?
What? I've been so busy with other things, okay, that...
You may want to try putting the Windows 11 Mini, Windows 11 Tiny, on that other Chromebook and seeing how that plays. It would be possible, or you should be able to just install it onto that straight.
That is a thought. Okay, well, I'll think about it. But thank you, Patrick.
No problem. You have a good one, Bill.